Economists have been looking ahead to 2018, and our own Meghna Chakrabarty sat down with NPR's Marilyn Geewax to hear what economists are saying.
Well, before we look forward, Marilyn, let's look back and ask how close to correct were the forecasts provided for 2017?
Well, you know, compared with a lot of years, 2017 was actually pretty much the way everybody thought it was going to go. A year ago, economists were saying that there would be continued growth in the United States and around the world, and that all turned out to be true. And there was another thing, I guess, you'd have to say that we didn't have any big surprises. You know, when you look back in 2008, we had that shock of the financial crisis. It turned out a whole lot worse than anybody was figuring. And then you had kind of a shock in, let's say, in 2015 when oil prices suddenly dropped. But 2017, everything kind of played out the way everybody thought, with continued steady growth.
Yeah, so for all the political surprises we may have had, economically, everything was steady. Gotcha. Okay, well, but what about other things that we did experience? Hurricanes, for example, which do have impacts on things like job numbers.
That's certainly true. It was a really bad hurricane season, and it did terrible damage in places like Texas and especially in Puerto Rico. But the storms weren't actually widespread enough to cause trouble for the entire economy. And really, if there was any surprise to this past year, it was that the global economy turned out to be so much stronger than people had expected.
Okay. But forecasters also got things like interest rates wrong, too, saying that rates were going to head a lot higher. But they haven't changed all that much.
That's right. That was a steady-as-she-goes thing, too. The Federal Reserve was expected to pretty aggressively push up interest rates, and they did nudge up those short-term rates a little bit, but it hasn't had that much of an effect on lending rates in general. For example, if you look at the 10-year Treasury rates, those started the year right around 2.5%, and they're ending the year right around 2.5%. So steady, if anything, a little bit down.
Okay, interesting. So with all that in mind then, Marilyn, what are analysts predicting for 2018?
Well, this is a pretty optimistic time. You know, I've been reading, you know, what are economists saying? They're looking at global growth of about 3% or more, and even Europe, which had been so sluggish for a long time, it's looking a little better. And then you've got those tax cuts that Congress just passed, and they're going to start to kick in, so corporations will have more money. That should keep growth at about maybe 2.5%. And maybe 2.5% doesn't sound gangbusters, but it's good. It's really good when you're in the ninth year of an expansion.
What about stock prices? I mean, 20% up in 2017. Yeah. How long can that keep up before we start talking about a bubble again?
Always kind of scary if you get your money in your retirement savings account. You can't look at all that growth and think, it can't keep going, can it? But maybe it can. Some of the pessimists are saying maybe another 3% in gains in the coming year, but others are really still bullish, saying 10, even 20% growth. On average, the typical prediction is for about 7% growth in the stock market. So almost no one is predicting a recession, and most people think that both for the economy and the markets, 2018 is going to be a good year.
That's NPR's Marilyn Geewax with Here and Now's Meghna Chakrabarty.